Canton police say the parents wanted for the death of their 3-year-old son are in custody. 42-year-old Demetrius Givens and 37-year-old Jamie Thompson of Canton turned themselves in Tuesday and were booked at the Starr County Jail. Police obtained warrants charging them with involuntary manslaughter and endangering children Friday. Officers were called to the 3100 block of Gilbert Circle Northeast 4 days earlier about a boy found not breathing. Thompson told a 911 dispatcher her son had medical issues. Medics took the child to Mercy Hospital, where he died a short time later. Monday afternoon incident in Massillon that drew the attention of police and the Canton Regional SWAT team turns fatal. Officers were called to a home in the 1000 block of 3rd Street Northeast around 5 p.m. for a welfare check. Police say a 34-year-old man was in distress. The SWAT team was called in after the situation escalated. The man attempted to take his own life about 2 hours after the initial call. The man later died of unspecified injuries. Police have not released his name. ASM Global will take over management of Centennial Plaza in downtown Canton effective immediately. City Council Monday approved legislation allowing the company to assume oversight of the facility, which opened in 2021. Pro Football Hall of Fame previously managed the plaza. According to the repository, the switch is being made in the hopes of bringing more entertainment, more visitors, and ticketed events to the city-owned venue. The city will not pay the company any additional fee to manage the plaza, but ASM Global will receive 10% of all marketing revenue. The company also oversees the Civic Center. Sebring Village Council has agreed to purchase microphones for the police department's dash cams. A motion for the $2,500 expense was approved Monday. Microphones will allow conversations outside of cruisers to be recorded. Village pursuing a state grant to obtain body cameras. Council also approved an ordinance allowing the village manager to purchase water meters from Cincinnati-based Nico Water. The water department will use them to monitor usage at commercial properties. The cost will not exceed $55,000. The defense attorney for a man accused in a 2021 murder in East Liverpool wants the jury to see locations connected to the incident. A jury view request was submitted to Columbiana County Common Pleas Court Monday for the case of 35-year-old Elvin Tisdale. Tisdale and his brother Alan are charged with aggravated murder in the shooting death of Bryson Douglas of East Liverpool. The defense wishes to have jurors see the defendant's home in Newell, West Virginia. The Newell and Chester Bridges, 3 cell towers the defendant allegedly passed in Kuntz Avenue and Campground Road. Among other things, the purpose is to show the distance between the man's home and the location of the shooting do not reflect the alleged drive of the co-defendant and others. Crash involving an all-terrain vehicle seriously injured a man in Columbiana County. WFMJ-TV reports the crash happened Saturday night on Steubenville Pike Road, north of Route 518. The Highway Patrol says passing motorists found 41-year-old Jim Show with the vehicle just before 8:30. They performed CPR until EMS arrived. Show was flown to St. Elizabeth Health Center in Youngstown, where he's on life support. His home is reportedly near the crash site. The patrol is continuing to investigate. Competency hearing scheduled Thursday in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court for a former truck driver charged in a murder over 30 years ago. Judge John Durkin will review a psychiatric report for 55-year-old Samuel Legg, who's charged with aggravated murder in the 1992 slaying of Sharon Kedzierski. She was found dead outside an Austintown truck stop. Legg was previously ruled not competent to stand trial 3 times, most recently in 2023. Wood County judge last week found him not competent for the 1996 murder and rape of a kidnapping victim. DNA was used in 2006 to link Legg to that homicide and a 1997 killing in Illinois. The Austintown murder was added to a database in 2012. Legg was arrested in 2019. Sentencing July 8th for an Austintown man who pleaded guilty to child pornography charges. 73-year-old Robert Casey entered the plea Tuesday in Mahoning County Court to 5 counts of pandering obscenity involving a minor. Prosecutors are recommending 5 years in prison. Casey was secretly indicted in March. A tip to the Mahoning Valley Human Trafficking Task Force led to an investigation. Youngstown police investigating after someone fired multiple shots at a home on the city's south side Monday night. Officers responded to a South Avenue address around 7:50. WKBN-TV reports a woman told police several children were playing outside when a man drove up and asked if a specific person was in the house. When he was told the person was there, he said he'd be back. Gunfire erupted outside several minutes later. No one was hurt.